All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All my divine ones, come on in. Come on in. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Ashley Sanders, I see you in here already, baby. Ashley Sanders, good morning, good morning. Dr. J, I see you in here already. Dr. J, come on in. Amber Anderson, good morning, come on in. Yvonne Harris, good morning. Melanie Rankin, I see you. Come on in. Come on in, Melanie Rankin. Miss Noya, anything, baby. Come on in, Miss Noya. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, baby. Got YouTube in this thing this morning. Got Facebook in this thing. TikTok in this thing. Good morning. Good morning. Come on in. Come on in, baby. Over there on TikTok. Come on in. Over there on Instagram too, baby. We live streaming all platforms today. Happy Monday. Come on in. Come on in. I'm so excited to start this week off with my divine ones, baby. Come on in. Come on in. How y'all doing, baby? Glory be to God. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby. Check on in this thing. Happy Monday. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Nevels. Good morning. She say, I'm tapping in, baby. Tap on in. Tap in with Toya. Come on in. Come on in. Good morning. Surviving on Purpose, CLC Ministry. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Markel. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby. Good morning, Regina Paul. Come on in. Good morning. Y'all like this video as y'all come in. Double tap that screen, baby, over there on TikTok. As y'all come in, get them likes up for Jesus this morning. Come on now. Double tap, double tap, double tap that screen. Like this video on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Every time y'all double tap that screen, every time you hit like, baby, you are pushing the message forward. You are helping more people get a transformation. You are helping more people to come to Christ. Every time you double tap that screen, every time you hit that like button, every time you put a comment in the comment section, come on now. You are helping more people get their transformation. You are advancing the kingdom of God. God told me, he said, for so long, baby, we done put him on the back burner and we done put everything else out on Front Street. But this is the season where we putting God on Front Street, baby. So y'all like this video, share it with somebody today. Double tap that screen, baby. You are watching on TikTok. Hit that share button, hit that like button, baby. And keep in mind, every time you do that, you're helping your brother or your sister in Christ get transformation. Glory be to God. That message, this message that's coming forth, it need to be on somebody feed today. It need to be on somebody FYP today. It need to be on the For You page, on the recommended, on the up next, baby. That's what I hear God saying is up next. What up next is your transformation. Somebody put that in the comments real quick. Y'all remember that word we did a few weeks ago? Say, God said, I'm next. I'm next. Put that in the comments real quick, baby. Say, I'm next. I'm next. Oh, yes, baby. I hear the Lord say that you are next in line for your breakthrough. Come on now. You are next in line for your miracle. You are next in line for transformation. This is the season where the last shall be first and the first shall be last. I hear him say, baby, come on in. Come on in. Come on in, come on in, baby. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Y'all hurry up, put it in the comments. Say, I'm next, I'm next, I'm next. Look, baby, get y'all coffee. It's Monday morning. You got to start your week off with the divine one. Remember what we told y'all. And you ain't starting your week off with the divine one. I don't know what you're doing, baby. You in the wrong. You in the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be starting your week off with the divine ones, baby. Get you some coffee. Look, I got my greens this morning, baby. Get you some greens. Get you some coffee. Okay, I'm trying to get away from that coffee a little bit. So I started drinking me some greens in the morning. That's getting me off of that coffee a little bit. We live healthy, baby. Eagles live healthy. Come on now. y'all, but if you still on your coffee, I get it, because sometimes I still have to drink mine a little bit too, baby. Get me to get me through the day. But get your morning drink, baby, and come on in, come on in, and start your week off with the Divine Ones, baby. Come on now. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. I see my auntie in that thing, baby. Come on in, Sylvia Jones. You next, baby. That's right. You better speak that thing. You better say it, say it, say it. Say I'm next. I hear the Lord say that this is the season where the last shall be first and the first shall be last, baby. You might have been the underdog all your life. You might have been the last pick all your life. But God say, tell them they got to move out the way, because this the season where you up next. You up next. That's right. Come on now. I hear him say your son is up next. I hear him say your daughter is up next. Somebody ought to break out in a crazy praise this morning, baby. You know that praise that you do when you don't care who looking, when you don't care if they hear you holler, when you don't care if they hear you say, thank you, Jesus. Because just like they say, baby, you don't know like I know. Ooh, that's what I hear y'all saying, baby. These folks looking at y'all like y'all crazy, but they don't understand your praise. Come on now. They don't know like you know what God has done for you. They don't know like you know that you should have been 6 feet under. That last situation that you went through was supposed to destroy you. But because you got a calling on your life, ooh, because you are an eagle, baby, the enemy could not destroy you. The enemy could not take you out. Come on now. Somebody put this in the comments real quick, baby. Say, my life belongs to God. Then you know. Come on now. Put it in the comments. Say, my life belongs to God. You can't destroy me, devil. You can't stop me. My life belongs to God. Glory be to God. I feel the power of God in here already, baby. He in here already. Do you understand me? Tracy, that's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Tracy Furtick say, I'm up next. Woo! Miss Newton say, I'm next, baby. Put it in the comments. Put it in the comments. Come on in. Come on in. Regina Paul say, I'm next, baby. That's it. That's it. Y'all put that thing in the comments. Come on, Stephanie. You next. You next. That's right, baby. You are eagle. And y'all drop them eagle emojis in the comments too, baby. Y'all know I tell you all the time, I ain't come to speak to no followers. I didn't come to speak to no followers. I didn't come to speak to no chickens. I didn't come to speak to no fans. Okay, I came to speak to some leaders, baby. This is a leader talking to another leader. I only want the leaders in the room. I only want the eagles in the room. This is an eagle talking to another eagle, baby. I don't speak chicken. It's no, I blow inglés. Come on now. That ain't my language, baby. I don't understand chicken. I came to speak to some followers. I came to speak to some eagles in their thing. Eagles, suit up. Y'all drop them eagle emojis in the comments, baby. God say this the season for you to step out on faith. This is the season for you to stretch out your wings of faith, baby, and just glide. I'm looking for some eagles, baby. Where my eagles at? Put it in the comments, baby. Drop no eagle emojis in the comments. Come on now. Drop that thing in the comments, baby. Got the family in here today. My other auntie says she up next. Come on now, Sean. You next, baby. Drop no eagle emojis in the comments, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, Chrissy. Come on, Chrissy. Y'all better tear them emoji signs up, baby, with them eagles. I told y'all in this season, why we running the eagle series? Only thing should be the most recent, most used emoji in your emoji history should be that little eagle. It should be that little eagle, baby. I hear the Lord say, this is your season to fly. This is your season to soar, baby. This is your season to be everything that the Lord has ordained you to be. The enemy can't stop you no more. I want y'all to understand what I'm saying to you today. He can't stop you no more, baby. He can't hinder you no more. He can't block you no more. God, I hear God say that this is the season to bust out of that false identity. This is the season to pick up the spiritual sledgehammer, baby. And you got to start slinging that thing. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, I'm slinging that thing. Woo! Any of y'all, those of y'all that took our spiritual sledgehammer seminar, y'all know what we talking about. Okay, y'all know what we're talking about, baby. You got to sling that thing. You got to pick up the spiritual sledgehammer, baby, and you got to go to slinging that thing. The spiritual sledgehammer is the word of God. The Bible says that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Come on now. And every time you use his word, he told you, baby, that my word will not miss.
the word will not miss. Do you understand me? He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Come on now. This is your daddy speaking today. This is your daddy standing on kingdom business. He said, when I speak a word out of my mouth, come on now. He said, everything that done tried to hinder you, everything that done tried to stop you, it got to move out of your way. Come on now. I hear God say they got to clear the way for the chosen one. Ooh, make room for the chosen one, baby, because the chosen one coming through this thing. God said for too long you done been at the back of the line. Who am I talking to today? If I'm talking to you, put it in the comments, baby. Say you talking to me. Oh, okay. Put it in the comments. Say you talking to me. I ain't talking to them folk that looking at me like I'm crazy. I ain't talking to them folk that saying, well, who is she? Well, why she talk like that? Who is that? What? Who? I ain't talking to you, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, you talking to me. Oh, okay. I'm talking to my divine ones. That's who I'm talking to today, baby. If you ain't no divine one, you got to scroll on past. This ain't your eagle season. You got a few more things you got to go through, and that's all right. You got to knock your head up against the wall a few more times. You got to let the devil drag you a couple more times. That's all right. He drugged me too. But see, when you get tired of being drugged, when you get tired of getting your head knocked upside the wall and living outside of what God promised you, you will come on in, come on in. Ain't nobody gonna have to tell you to come in. Ain't nobody gonna have to share no video with you. Ain't nobody gonna have to send you no invite. You're gonna be looking for the video. You're gonna be looking for the invite, baby. After the devil done tore up across their head a couple times. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Put it in the comments, baby. Robert Brown say, you talking to me? Come on, Robert. Come on now. Y'all put that thing in the comments. Say, you talking to me? Glory be to God. I feel the power of God today, baby. I heard the Holy Spirit say this morning, he said, it's time for the eagles to suit up. It's time for the eagles to fly. Oh, I hear the Lord say that you got some teaching in you. You got some principles in you. You got some wisdom in you now. You done fell and knocked your head a couple times, but them lessons, that them things that you went through in your life, that it taught you lessons. You are better now. You are wiser now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, I'm wiser now. Come on now, Diana, say, you talking to me? You talking to me? Y'all put it in the comments. Say, I'm wiser now. A lot of the stuff that the enemy used to get over on you with, a lot of the stuff he used to drag you with, y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. He can't play them games on you no more. They can't play them games on you no more. Come on now. When you was a child, you acted like a child. Oh, when you was a young boy, you acted like a young boy. When you was a young girl, you acted like a young girl. But when you became a woman, come on now. Say it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I'm wiser now. I'm wiser now. I'm wiser now. The enemy got to come correct with you. He got to come. He got to be quicker than that. What we say? Come on now. He got to be quicker than that because you wiser now. You got emotional intelligence now. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. A lot of stuff when you was younger, you used to go off. You'd have been a guy in a fight. You done got locked up. You ain't even thought about the consequences. All you know is they made me mad, and I'm finna get my get bite. I don't care. I'm gonna get the last word. We were talking about that in our session the other day about wanting to have the last word. I'm gonna have the last word. I'm gonna get my get bite. But see, I hear the Lord say that you are eagle now. You're not operating like a chicken no more. Come on now. You're not operating like a chicken no more, baby. You are eagle now. You are wiser now. You have more emotional intelligence now. And I hear him say, this is the season to suit up. This is the season for the baby eagles to become adults. This is the season for the eagles to leave the nest. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I'm leaving the nest. To leave the nest means to leave your comfort zone, to leave that space that you have become comfortable, to leave that space where you say, well, this is my little flow right here, and I got my flow right here, so I'm gonna just ride it out right here. I'm gonna just stay right here. I'm gonna just keep working it like this. I'm gonna just keep doing it like this. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that this is your season to grow. This is your season to fly. This is your time to leave that nest. Come on now, put it in the comments. That's it, Cameron, leading this. Cameron say, I'm leaving the nest, baby. It's time to step on up out of that thing. And I see God today, baby. God say, I am Mama Eagle. He said, I am your parent, baby. And I hear, I see him going into the spiritual nest, and he looking at his baby eagles today. Ooh, and y'all all nice and comfortable and cozy in now. Because see, that's how Mama Eagle do it. Mama Eagle, long before her baby's even born, she go to preparing the nest for them. She go to packing that nest full of feathers. She go to stuffing it with feathers so she can make it all nice and soft and comfortable for them. All nice and soft and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And baby eagles, they sit down in their nest and they wait for mama to bring them some food. They ain't got to go out and hunt. They ain't got to go out and look for no food. They just sit right there in their nice little cozy nest, all feathery and soft and warm. Mm-hmm. And Mama Eagle bring them their food, see? See? But the whole time, baby eagle sitting there waiting on Mama Eagle to come feed them, waiting on Mama Eagle to bring them their next meal, sitting there in the comfort zone, sitting there in the feathers, in the nest. Whole time on the inside of that eagle, there is a warrior. Y'all hear me? The whole time on the inside of that little baby eagle, baby, there is a mighty, majestic bird that is getting ready to take flight, that is getting ready to soar higher than any other bird. But see, in that season right there, just a baby, just a baby. Come on now. Some of y'all, you're babes in the spirit. You babes in the spirit. You got to get the milk of the spirit before you can graduate to the meat. Come on now. I'm talking to somebody today, baby. If you try to just jump to the meat and you ain't cut your teeth yet, you're going to mess some stuff up. You ain't going to be able to eat that. You ain't going to be able to digest that. You ain't going to be able to chew that. You got to get the milk of the spirit first. Glory be to God. If you in that season, what God is in, and I'll do another video where I break this down and give y'all signs and all that stuff, but to help y'all to understand which season that you in. But if you in that season, come on now, where you getting the milk of the spirit, get your milk. That means that you are a beginner. That means that you just started your spiritual transformation. That means that you know a little something about God. You know a little something about the kingdom, but you don't have a whole lot of information. There's some signs right here. You don't have a whole lot of experience with God yet. You still trying to get your legs in the spirit. You still trying to, your leg ain't slipped yet. Y'all know how they say with the babies, when they be crawling, they ain't gonna get up and start walking till they legs slip. That leg and that knee got to slip first, baby. When that leg slip, they say all of it. That's what the old folks say. They get right on up, baby, start walking. That baby ain't going to get up and start walking until the time has come. When the time has come, ain't nobody going to stop that baby from getting up and start trying to walk. I don't care how much you want to keep him a baby. I don't care how much you want her to stay little like that and stay innocent. And say, the time going to come where that leg going to slip and she going to get on up. And that baby gonna start grabbing onto that table, start pulling up on that table. Come on now. That baby gonna start taking steps, gonna start walking. And I hear the Lord say that so shall it be with you, that your time will come where nothing will be able to stop you. Do y'all better hear me today? Your time will come, baby, where you will leave the nest. Your time will come where you will soar and you will fly high and nothing will be able to stop you. Nothing will be able to stop you. God showed it to me. It's just like a signal goes off in the spirit. When it's your time to step into your purpose. Oh, when it's your time, baby, to come into the things of God. I don't care what kind of spirit got you in bondage. I don't care what kind of broke down relationship you tied up in. I don't care what part of the world you in bondage in. I don't care what you got going on. When the Lord called your name, baby, you got to come forth. You got to come forth. Are you going to suffer the consequences? One, come on now. If you try to sit there and act like you ain't hear him call you, you try to run from your calling. Let me tell y'all something. I ran from my calling for a long time. And as long as I was running, I was paying the cost. I was paying the penalty for it. I was going through all kind of stuff, baby. Broke, busted, and disgusted. Until the Lord woke me up in the spirit one day. He said, woman, you got to stop running. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got to stop running. Stop running. Come on now. And then sip some of your morning drink. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got to stop running. Glory be to God. This the season to stop running. We can't run no more. We can't run no more. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I got to stop running. Put that thing in the comments, baby. No more running. Eagles don't run. What we said. What we said on the last episode. Eagles don't run from the storm. Eagles don't run from the storms of life. Eagles, when eagles see the storm, eagles take off. Eagles take flight. Eagles stretch out their wings, baby, and they just glide. Eagles don't run from the storm. Whatever season in your life that you are in right now, I hear the Lord say, embrace it. Embrace this season because it's teaching you something. I want y'all to begin to pray and ask the Lord to show you, to reveal to you, what is this season that I'm in? What is it teaching me? What is it showing me about myself? Who is it helping me to become? You might be going through some things right now where it seemed like life is unfair. It seemed like God done forgot about you. It seemed like you ain't never going to get no breakthrough. You ain't never going to get no miracle. But I hear the Lord say that this storm that you are in, baby, is teaching you something. I want you to start praying and asking the Lord, Lord, show me me, show me this storm that I'm in. What is it teaching me? This stuff I'm going through with my children, this stuff I'm going through with my husband, this stuff I'm going through with my wife, with my money, with my finances, with my business, all this stuff popping off in my business, all this stuff popping off up here on my job. Lord, this season that I'm in, what is it teaching me? What is it showing me? Because remember, baby, you are an eagle. And what we said on the last episode is eagles use the storm to take them higher. Eagles do not run from the storm. Just like y'all just said, I got to stop running. You got to stop running and embrace this season that you in and say, Lord, I welcome the storm. Come on now. I welcome the storm. Put that in the comments, baby. Say, I welcome the storm. They're going to be looking at you like you crazy. Like, what? What did you talk about? You welcome the storm. What is you talking about? You talking like an eagle now, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I welcome the storm. Come on. I tell the storm, come on in, come on in. Because you ain't going to break me. Ooh, this is what I hear y'all saying to your problems. You ain't going to break me. Every problem that is in your life right now, I hear the Lord say, it did not come to break you, baby. You will not have a breakdown, but instead you will have a breakthrough. This is the season of breakthrough for the divine ones, baby. But you got to learn how to embrace the storm that you are in. And you got to say, Lord, show me the lesson in this storm. Every storm leaves a gift. Every storm. Get your journal, baby. Get your blue ink pen. Where my pen is? There it go. Get your journal and your blue ink pen and write that thing down. Write that thing down, baby. Say, every storm leaves a gift. Every storm leaves a gift. Wait a minute now. Every storm, I want you to say it till something break through. I want you to say it till you get some revelation. I want you to, it's in the repetition, baby. We be saying stuff one time and thinking that our mind gonna change overnight. It take your mind hearing something over and over and over and over again. It take you getting a break. It take you getting a break in the spirit in your mind over and over and over again. You gotta speak it. You gotta keep thinking it. You gotta keep writing it. You gotta keep listening to it. And it's in the repetition that your mind will eventually break, and your mind will say, this must be reality. This must be the way. So we're going to accept this as our new belief, and we're going to move her closer to that reality. We're going to move him closer to that. Whatever you say over and over and over to your mind, y'all better hear me today. This is how I changed my life. This is how the power of God will move in you, baby. It's going to move in you, but you got to participate in it. You can't sit there and wait. I mean, the video I posted yesterday where I was saying, how do you change your life? Somebody was saying something like, you can't, that ain't your power. You can't change your life. That's God. Yeah, it's God, baby. God is the one that's changing your life, but that's the problem right there. We done got lazy. We not operating in the eagle spirit. We sitting on the pews waiting on the move of God. We sitting there talking about God gonna do it. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? When God say, get your behind up because I have put the power on the inside of you. Come on now. Come on now. know about some religion. I know about some church. I've been in church all my life, sitting on the pews saying, hallelujah, won't he do it? Ooh, won't he do it? And then something hit me in the spirit, the Holy Spirit hit me in the spirit one day and say, no, I won't. Keep sitting up there talking about, won't he do it? God said, no, I won't. I sure won't. And you ain't doing nothing. You ain't changing nothing. You keep sitting there talking about, God got the power. God gonna do it. Yes, he got the power, but he has put the power in you. Put that in the comments, baby. Say the power is in me. It ain't your power. We know it's the power of God. It ain't your power, but it's going to work through you. You are the answer to your prayer. You are the answer to your breakthrough, but you got to get up and you got to move. Come on now. Got to tell that spirit of laziness to get out the way. You got to tell that spirit of complacency to get out the way. That's how you change your life. Ain't nobody stopping you but you. What we said when 2024 came in is me versus me. It's me versus me. It's not your ex-husband. It's not your ex-wife. It's not your supervisor. It's not your co-workers. It's not your children. It's not your grandchildren. It ain't none of them folks. It's you versus you. I'm looking for some folks that are going to take accountability today. Eagles, take accountability. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, it's me versus me. Oh, okay. It's me versus me. I take accountability for where I am. I'm not blaming my mama no more. I'm not blaming my daddy no more. I'm not blaming my kids no more. I'm not, well, if they do right, I'll stop cussing. If they stop doing this and they stop doing that, they make me so mad, Toya. I can't help but cuss them out. They just get on my nerves. It ain't them folks, it's you. Come on now. It's you. You gonna tell me you gonna let somebody else have that much power over you to get you out of character, to get you out of how you supposed to be acting and responding? Anybody that can control how you react and how you respond, they got you. They got you. Do you understand me? They have power over you. And you better know and understand, baby, when a spirit know it got power over you, it's going to use that power. Ooh, it's going to run you ragged with that power, baby. It's going to drag you until you take your rightful place as the eagle that you are and stand 10 toes down, come on down, and you declare today that I'm not running no more. I'm not putting the blame on other people no more, but I'm going to take accountability. Because that's what eagles do. That's what eagles do. It's me versus me. It ain't nobody else. It's me versus me. And God told us in the word, he says, I will do exceedingly and abundantly, baby, above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power that works in you. The power is in you. It's in you. Do you understand me? Through Christ Jesus, through your heavenly Father, the power is in you. But you got to get up and you got to use it. You got to take these hands right here. If y'all can move your hands, pick your hands up. Take your hands. Look, made me think about that man on the movie, Bring It On, when he said spirit fingers. Come on now, get them spirit fingers, baby. Move them spirit fingers. Pick them hands up today. If you got the activity of your limbs today, you can do this. You can move your arms. You can move your hands. God say them hands ought to be typing on something. Them hands ought to be writing on something. Come on now. In the book of Proverbs, it let us know that a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. That's an eagle right there. Come on now. That's an eagle right there, baby. The word is letting us know that the reason why your finances ain't where you want them to be. Come on now. He said, the reason why you ain't where you want to be in life, he said, you got to look at these hands and you got to see, what am I doing with these hands? Am I using what God has given me? Just like it was in scripture, baby, when God told Moses, he said, what's in your hand? What's in your hand? Why are you crying out to me? Why are you begging me for a move of God? Why are you crying out to me for a miracle when I have put the power in your hands? Use your hand. What's in there? What's in your house? What's in here? Mm-hmm. What skill do you have? What do you know how to do? What's something that people come to you and ask you, hey, you real good at this. Can you do this for me? Can you do my hair in that little bun that you do? You know how you do your little bun? Do your little fun bun? Put me a little fun bun up there. Come on now. That's a gift right there, baby. Folks coming to you, ask you, I love the way you do your nails. Can you do my nails real quick? Can you do my brows like you be doing your brows? Oh, can you make me one of them t-shirts like you be making? Oh, can you do this? Can you do that? What's that little hack you use for your skin? Some of y'all, because you could be starting a consulting business right now, consulting people on doing stuff that you know how to do. People coming to you all the time asking you, hey, how did you get your skin to look like that? How did you do your lip combo like that? How did you set your makeup? How did you do your makeup like that? Come on now. You got skills that you know how to do. You can do this, you can do that. God say, use what I have put on the inside of you. That's how you're going to get your miracle, baby. That's how you're going to get your breakthrough. Not by having a slack hand. That causes poverty. But the hand of the diligent. Come on now. You got to be diligent, baby. Eagles are diligent. Eagle always got their hands on something. Eagles always, even if they not physically working and got their hands on something, they still developing themselves in the spirit. They listening to an audio book. They listening to a podcast. They watching a sermon. Come on now. They attending a class. Even if they don't have the funds yet to get in the class that they want to attend, they looking for the free seminars. They looking for the free conferences. Eagles are diligent. Diligent. I want y'all to put that word in the comments, baby. Say diligent. Eagles are diligent. Diligent. That was a lesson I had to learn. Toya, you're going through because you're sitting in this chair with this more control. You're sitting in this chair with this more control watching Netflix. You sitting here and you ain't doing nothing with what God done gave you. You sitting here feeling sorry for yourself. You sitting here having a pity party. Now, it ain't nothing wrong. Y'all hear me? It ain't nothing wrong with relaxing sometimes. It ain't nothing wrong with watching you a little show here and there or watching you a movie here and there with your family or something like that. But if you ain't where you need to be and you know you got certain goals you need to reach, you got certain levels you need to get to, sometimes you got to turn that TV off. Come on now. You got to fast from that stuff. I talk about this in my Beast Mode course. You got to fast. You got to turn social media off. You got to turn that. And I don't never recommend watching the news. If it's something that important, trust and believe somebody gonna call you and they gonna tell you. If it's something that important, word gonna get to you, they gonna call you, they gonna tell you. But I do not recommend. Eagles don't sit up and watch the news all day. No, baby. Come on now. Eagles don't sit up and watch the news all day because that mess gonna have you feeling scared. It gonna have you feeling nervous. It gonna have you feeling like everything about to go under, everything about to end. Ain't no hope for me. Ain't no hope for nobody. We might as well just go find a hole somewhere and go live in a go live in the hole and wait on Jesus to come bite. He come and bite, baby. But before he do, you got some work you got to do. You can't give up yet. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Y'all remember what we said on the last episode? Eagles are tenacious. Eagles never give up. Put it in the comments. Say, never give up. Never give up, baby. When he do come, let him find you working. Let him find you in your purpose. Come on now. Let him find you multiplying the talents that he gave you, multiplying the gifts that he gave you, baby. Let him find you out there standing on kingdom business. About your father's grind, baby. Don't you give up. Eagles are tenacious, baby. I don't care what dream the Lord has placed in your heart, baby. I don't care what the economy look like. Turn that stuff off. You got to stop listening to that stuff and shut that stuff off. People still living. People still spending. People still investing. People still looking for what you got to offer. But you got to believe that. Glory be to God. Hey, cut that stuff off. Get that stuff away from me. Get it out my ears because I can't be tainted. I can't let my spirit be tainted with that stuff. The devil want to get you distracted and he want to get you caught up and say, well, my time done passed. You know, it's too much going on in the world now and it's too much recession. It's too much in the economy. It's too much crisis. It's too much this. It's too much that. He want to get you to just doubt everything and throw everything overboard. That's a chicken. That's a chicken. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, that's a chicken. Put it in the comments. Say, that's a chicken. Don't y'all believe that mess. Come on now. The Bible says that as a man thinketh, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, that's a chicken. That's a chicken. Chicken sit around somewhere and just give everything up. And say, oh, we might as well give up because that's it. God done forgot about us. God done forgot about us. We can't make no comeback. We ain't coming back after this. I'm just depressed. I'm just down and out. I ain't no way for me. I can't never get no breakthrough. I can't never get no miracle. I can't never, it's just over for me. That's a chicken. That's a chicken. Come on now. You got to start speaking like an eagle, baby. Come on now. That's it. Put it in the comments. Say, that's a chicken. You got to start speaking like an eagle. You got to say this a small thing to a giant, baby. Come on now. What we said, I've been down before. Woo! I've been down before, baby. And God brought me out of that situation. You got to remember all the hills and the valleys and the mountains, all the situations that you done been through that the Lord has brought you out of. Y'all, some of y'all, 2 weeks ago, you was in some stuff you thought you was going to die. You was in some stuff that you say, I ain't never going to make it out of this. The enemy was huffing and puffing, telling you, yeah, I got you now. But look at you today. Look at you today. Some of y'all, 5 years ago, you went through a bad divorce. You went through a bad breakup. You were crying yourself to sleep every night. You thought you were just gonna pass out without that person. You was in so much pain. Your heart was so broken. You were so betrayed. You felt so rejected. You felt like an outsider, like an outcast. The devil dragged you, baby. But look at you today. Look at you today. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, look at me today. Oh, okay. Put it in the comments. Say, look at me today. They got to re-meet you now. Come on now. They got to re-meet you now, baby. Because now you standing on kingdom business. Now you on your eagle status, baby. They coming by looking for the same old broke down chicken. But let them know, baby, don't no chickens live over here. We only got eagles over here, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, look at me today. Look at me today. And what we said, you don't look like what you've been through. Glory be to God. You don't look like what you've been through. I want y'all to think about that. That would be something. If we had to wear our trials and tribulations on our face, if we had to wear it on everything we've been through, people can look at us and they can see it. They can tell. But see, that is the glory of God, baby. See, when you come into the kingdom, he will give you beauty for ashes. Put that in the comments too, baby. Oh, somebody say beauty for ashes. Oh, some of y'all, you may have been in your ugly duckling season. Oh, the devil was laughing at you. He was calling you the ugly duckling. You was in your ugly duckling season. You were going through with your husband. You going through with your wife. You can't get no breakthrough on your job. You couldn't get your promotion. Come on now. You dealing with all kind of sicknesses. The doctor telling you, you got this, you got that. You was in your ugly duckling season. But because of the God that you serve, he is God, baby. Because of the God that you serve, come on now, he gave you beauty for your ashes. I hear him say, bring me the ashes. Bring me the broken pieces of your heart. Bring me the scattered pieces of your heart. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. And he said, I'm going to make you whole again. I'm going to piece you together. I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. And he said, this time when the enemy see you, this time when you go back out, baby, they going to have to do a double take. Come on now. They going to have to. Y'all know how you look and you. Double tape. Come on now. Put that in the comments, baby. Say double tape. They're going to have to do a double tape, baby. Ooh, I know that ain't Melanie Rankin. I know that ain't Sister Webster. Come on now. I know that ain't Joanne Edwards, baby. Is that the same Joanne Edwards? No, that must be somebody else. That must be somebody else, baby. Like they said on the old school movie we used to watch back in the day, Low Down Dirty Shame. He said, shame ain't that clean. Come on now. Who is that Cherie Watson? Is that Cherie Watson, baby? Oh, shame ain't that clean. Who is that? Who is that? Like my oldest son, TJ, be saying, who is you? Who is you? That's what I hear him saying, baby. Who is you? I ain't, wait a minute. I ain't never seen her before. I know what I hear people say. I ain't never seen him before. No, they seen you before. They seen you before, but they saw the chicken. You was in your chicken season then. But see, now God done gave you beauty for ashes. Now you coming through standing on kingdom business. Oh, now you coming through as the eagle that God created you to be. And now him saying, who is you? Can I get your number? I see them sliding in that DM, baby. Come on now. That's what they doing now. They ain't coming up to you, approaching you no more. They sliding in your DM. I see them coming in your DM saying, hey, beautiful. Hey, beautiful. Hey, handsome. Come on now. Hey, how you doing? The Lord told me you my husband. Ooh, the Lord told me you my wife. You like, child, who is you? Because that God ain't told me that. If he told you, he would have told me. Who is you? Come on now. That's what God do for you. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. He'll make it look like you didn't even go through what you go through, what you went through. He'll make it look like you didn't even cry yourself to sleep. He'll make it look like you wasn't rejected. He'll make it look like what we said, pick of the litter. Y'all put that in the comments, baby. Say pick of the litter. If you didn't watch that video, go back and watch it, baby, on YouTube. God said pick of the litter. Pick of the litter. That's what I hear him saying in this season, baby. He said, pick up the litter. He said, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. And when you get your transformation, baby, he said, you're going to have to pick up the litter. He said, nothing but the best for the chosen one. God got nothing but the best for you because you are his chosen one. You are his chosen vessel. And he's going to give you pick up the litter. You're going to be able to look amongst the crowd, look amongst the selections. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, what you want? Okay, what is it that you want? Because you done had the last pick all your life. You done had to get the crumbs that fell from the table all your life. But he said, this the season where I'm going to give you beautiful ashes and you're going to have pick of the litter. Pick of the litter. Which one you want? How do you want your house? What kind of house you want? Come on now. What type of money you want to make? What you want to do for a living? What your gifts? What are the gifts that I put in you? What fulfills you? What do you want to do? Gone are the days where you got to work a job just to be able to put food on the table, just to be able to pay your light bill. Come on now. Just to be able to pay your mortgage. But I hear the Lord say, this is the season for the eagles to suit up. This is the season for you to get in your purpose and for you to do work that fulfills you. Glory to God. I'm working right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm working. I'm on my job. I'm working right now, baby. But I'm doing work that fulfills me. Come on now. That's what the Lord say your portion is. He said, that's what I got for you. But you got to get that transformation. You got to walk that tunnel of transformation, baby. Because it was a long time that I had to walk the tunnel of transformation. It was year after year after year that I had to work in places that them folks in that place didn't even deserve me. But see, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know I was chosen. Oh, it's some people on this video right now. You the chosen one and you don't even know it. You the generational curse breaker and you don't even know it. How you know if you know it or not, baby? You got to look at your life. Look at your choices. Look at your actions. Look at your beliefs. Do you move like you chosen? Do you carry yourself like you chosen? The places that you go, do you go to places that the chosen one would go? Do you spend your time like a chosen one would spend their time? Many are called, but few are chosen. There are some people that the Lord has chosen, baby. And he said, you are a peculiar people. You are not like everybody else. That's why you didn't fit in with certain crowds and around certain people. You are eagle trying to fit in with chickens. Eagles don't, y'all put that in the comments, baby. Say eagles don't fit in with chickens. Eagles don't fit in with chickens. All my life. Do you understand me? I thought something was wrong with me. I thought something was wrong with me. I thought I was strange in a bad way. No matter what I tried to do, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You just like that. No matter what I tried to do, just couldn't fit in. Just couldn't fit in. Just couldn't make their cut. never made their cut, never made their list. I'm talking about the world's. Never made their list, never made their cut. Mm-hmm. That's because you were ego. That's because you were ego. And I hear the Lord say that I have kept you. Y'all, listen to your daddy speaking to you today, baby. He says that I have kept you. I have preserved you. I have hid you. I have kept you tucked away for such a time as this. For such a time as this. God says that in these last days, baby, he said, you are my secret weapon. You are my secret tool. I'm going to pull you out just when they counted you out. I could take off running in here today, baby. I'm talking to some eagles in here that they done counted you out. They say, oh, she ain't never going to be nothing. Come on now. Oh, he ain't never going to amount to nothing. You know that's such and such, baby. You know they came from such and such. Can't nothing good come from over there. Can't nothing good come from over there. You know that's where the bottom of the bottom at. That's where the lowest of the low at. But I heard somebody say that the best gifts come from the bottom. Come on now. The best gifts come from the bottom, baby. Y'all know when you're digging down in that cooler at the barbecue, at the family barbecue, baby, if you want the coldest drink that's in there. If you want the coldest Coca-Cola that's in there, baby, the coldest bottle of water, you can't get that bottle that's on the top. You got to roll them sleeves up. Come on now. You got to roll them sleeves up and you got to dig way down in that thing. And you got to move your arm around a little bit. You got to get way in the bottom. And when you get way in the bottom, baby, you come up with something that's ice cold. Come on now. You come up with something that's colder than every other drink that's in that cooler. Because they said the best gifts come from the bottom. Glory be to God. So you came from the bottom. Oh, I hear the Lord say you might have started from the bottom, but that ain't where you're going to end, baby. He said this is your season where you're going to rise to the top just like cream, baby. You coming to the top, baby. Eagles always come out on top. Come on now. The best. Come on now. You better say that, Regina. He saved the best for last. Y'all know the saying, how the saying go, save the best for last. Okay. They overlooked you. You never got the invite. You never got the seat at the table. They never called you. And they saw you. Oh, yeah. That's what God said. He said they saw you. They seen you when you started. They seen you when you first came out the nest. They seen you when you first started to fly. But they knew. Come on now. The enemy can see. He knows something special about that girl. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's something different about him. Something special about him. And I'm going to tell y'all how the enemy work. These spirits that are in people, they'll think because they didn't give you the opportunity that you won't make it. Come on now. They'll think because I'm not going to, we ain't going to call her. We ain't going to get, they're going to look past your application. They're going to push your application to the side. They somebody saw your name on there, know you, and they push your application to the side. They push your request to the side. Push your grant proposal to the side. We ain't gonna don't give it to her. Don't give it to him. Come on now. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, I will send in my spirit and my spirit will lift up a standard. You will be preferred. I don't care who pushed you out the way. Y'all better hear me today. You're gonna be just like how it was with David, baby. When God sent Samuel to Jesse's house to anoint David as king. Let me get this real quick. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, baby. This story right here. He'll let you know. I don't care where you at. I don't care how far you out in the wilderness, in the middle of nowhere. You ain't in the room. They trying to push you out the way. They trying to say, don't call her. Don't send her. Don't get her to invite. We don't want her to come. We don't want him to come. God say, it don't matter who said no. It don't matter who pushed your name aside. He said, you have been preferred. Glory be to God. Let me get this scripture. Let me get this scripture, baby. Glory to God. God sends Samuel to anoint David. Little bitty David. Y'all little bitty David. That's who you are. You little bitty David. And all the brothers, all the big brothers tried to get ahead of David. The big brothers and the daddy. The big brothers and the daddy. They trying to push David out the way. Say, come on now. The daddy know. I believe the daddy knew in the back of his mind. He knew, but he just in his mind, he said it can't be David. It can't be David. That's why he pushing all the other brothers up there, pushing all the other brothers. Oh, is this son? Oh, is this son? Oh, is this son? And every single son he tried to push up there, God kept telling Samuel, He ain't the one. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, he ain't the one. She ain't the one. The one they trying to prefer, the one they trying to push up there, God saying, no, you ain't the one. You know why you ain't the one? Because you ain't passed the heart test. Gotta pass the heart test. Somebody say, what that heart do? Oh, okay. What that heart do? See, you looking at how fine they look. You looking at how handsome they is. You looking at how tall they is. You looking at how much money they got. Okay. You looking at how many figures, 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures. You looking at how tall they is. You looking at X, Y, Z. You looking at all these empty numbers that don't mean nothing. But God say, that is not the one. He ain't the one. She ain't the one. They ain't passed the heart test. God said, I searched their heart and I seen evil in them. I searched their heart, baby. What that heart do? Come on now. Put that thing in the comments. Say, what that heart do? God said, I searched their heart. He said, he ain't make the cut. That ain't the one. She ain't make the cut. That ain't the one. So they can try to push their name up there all they want to. They can move everybody else out the way all they want to and say, here you go, here you go, here you go. Here she is, here she is. God say, uh-uh. Uh-uh. She ain't the one. She ain't the one. Come on now. She ain't make the cut. First Samuel 16. I want y'all to go write that scripture down. Go read it. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Why? Because I can relate to little David. I can relate to little David. Come on now. Many of you, you walk in your little David season. You out there keeping the sheep. You out there minding your business. What we said, God said, stay out the way and mind your business. Oh, you staying out the way and you minding your business. You working your little job. You working your little business. You tending to your house. You tending to your children. You ain't balling nobody. Like my auntie and my grandma them say, I miss her so much. My auntie E, she used to say, I ain't balling nobody. I ain't bothering you. And if she know we hadn't bothered nobody and somebody was trying to mess with us, baby, she got that cane and she was ready to go. She was ready to fight. Do you understand me? Because she say, my baby don't bother nobody. You ain't bother them. Come on now. That's why I see some of y'all. You sitting out the way. You ain't bothering nobody. You minding your business. Stand to yourself. See? And meanwhile, somebody else trying to get your opportunity. Ooh. Somebody else trying to steal your shine. Somebody else trying to steal your blessing, trying to steal your anointing, trying to get credit for something that God wants to give to you. But this story right here in 1 Samuel 16, baby, it let us know that you can be out somewhere minding your business. Tending to the sheep, doing what God told you to do. And even if you ain't even in the room, you ain't even got to be in the room, baby. You ain't even got to be in the same state. You ain't even got to be in the same region. When God got something for you, God will tell them folks, go fetch her. Go and get her. God, Holy Spirit will send for you, baby, so that you can be in the room to get what he have for you. Some of y'all right now, you believe that you've been thinking that God has forgotten you. You better hear me when I tell you today, baby, that God has not forgotten you. Oh, he has not forgotten you, baby. I hear him say that I am not a man that I should lie. He said, I'm going to come through for you. If I made you a promise, I don't care how long it takes. God has not forgotten you. Write that down. Write that down, baby. Put it in your journal. I don't care how long you've been praying. I don't care how long you've been crying. I don't care how long you've been sick. I don't care how long you've been going through. Write that thing down. Say, God has not forgotten me. God says, I will not leave you. I will not leave you in the hands of your enemies. Come on now. He said, I will deliver you, baby, and I will shut the mouths of every one of your enemies. Ooh. And he said, I will make them your footstool, baby. He said, you're going to be able to step over them and get to your next level. Oh, okay. What we said on the last episode, that the storm, the eagle uses the storm as what? The storm is the wind beneath his wings. Your enemies are the wind beneath your wings. You need them. God say, don't throw them away just yet. Don't throw the storm away just yet. We're going to use that. We're going to use these haters. We're going to use these evildoers, these envious people. Come on now. You need the enemies. You need the storm because they are the wind beneath your wings. They are the ones that are going to boost you. They are the ones that's going to help you to take flight. They are the ones that's going to help you to fly higher than you have ever flown before. Glory be to God. 1 Samuel 16. Listen to this. Then he asked him in the 11th verse, do you have any more sons? Now, Jesse kept trying to bring out all his sons. I want y'all to go back. I can't give you the full context. So go back and read 1 Samuel 16. Go back and read it. Jesse kept trying to bring out all his sons. Bring out all his sons. Oh, well, it's this son. It's this son. It's this son. Samuel said, he ain't the one. He ain't the one. This the foe trying to push your application out of the way, trying to push your, Riri Jones, thank you so much for the roses. These the folks trying to push you out the way. It ain't her. It's him. It's him. They want it to be they pick. But see, it ain't they pick. It's God's pick. Oh, put it in the comments, baby. Say God's pick. You are God's pick. You ain't man's pick. The people didn't choose you. You ain't the people's champ. You God's champ. Okay, that's the chosen one. That's God's eagle. It ain't the one that the people selected, because the people gonna select what look good to their eyes. The people gonna select what their standard of beauty is. But that ain't God's standard of beauty. God's standard of beauty is what their heart do. God's pick. That's how God picked the chosen one. Come on now. Tyra Cranfield, thank you so much for the roses, baby. That's how God picked the chosen one. By what's in their heart. What's in their heart? That's what God sees as beauty. That's what God sees as beauty. It's not what's on the outside. It's not how well your makeup look. It's not how good your haircut is. It's not how eloquent you speak. It's not how tall you are. It's not if you got body, yaddy, yaddy. It's not none of that stuff. It's what's in the heart. That's what makes you beautiful with God. Come on now. That's what makes you fine with God, baby. It's what's in that heart. What the heart do. Contrice, thank you so much for the gifts over there, baby. I appreciate y'all so much, those of you that's sowing. Glory to God. Then he asked him, do you have any more sons? Jesse answered, there is still the youngest. This you. Somebody put this in the comments. Say, this me. We finna go. Put this in the comments, baby. Say, this me. This you. Here go Jesse. After he done pushed all the other folks that he preferred to be anointed as king, once he done figured out, oh, it ain't none of these, when he done got down to his last pick, when he done got down to his last option, this you. You the last pick, you the last option. But what we said, what God said, I say the best for last. God is saving the best for last, baby. So Jesse answered. He said, there is still the youngest. But he is out taking care of the sheep. So, oh, yeah, there are still such and such. There are still Tracy Hudson. There are still Sylvia Jones. There are still Robert Brown. Okay. There are still Tina Stovall. Come on now. There are still Regina Paul. There are still Shara Gutierrez. There are still, come on now. There are still LaToya O'Keefe. Oh, but, you know, she way down south somewhere. Oh, but you know, she country, she talk country, she got a country accent. You can't even understand what she be saying. Oh, well, you know, it's still Melanie Rankin. There's still Melanie Rankin. There's still Markel. There's still Cameron. But, you know, he's not qualified. He doesn't have enough credentials. This how the enemy do trying to disqualify you. Before they even call you out. Before they even give you a chance to even look at you to see if you the one, the enemy try to go ahead and disqualify you so they don't give you a second look. In 1 Samuel 16, come on now, and 11, it says, he asked him, do you have any more sons? Jesse answered, there is still the youngest, but he is out taking care of the sheep. Listen to what Samuel said, baby. Samuel said, tell him to come here. Tell him to come in the room. Go get him. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, go get him. Go get him. Oh, okay. Okay. You disqualifying her. You telling me that she sound like this. She sound like this. She live over here. She live over there. She don't know how to dress. She don't know how to do this, how to do that. He ain't got this. He ain't got no money. He ain't got no degrees. He ain't got the enemy saying everything to try to disqualify you. And the person that God done sent to bless you. Come on now. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, well, go get him. Go get him anyway. And let me see for myself. Go get her anyway, baby. And let me see for myself. Stop trying to disqualify folks, devil, and get out the way. Let me see him for myself. Go get him. Go get him. Come on now. Somebody say God is amazing, baby. God is amazing. This the type of God that we serve. Ain't y'all glad that your salvation is not left up to people? Aren't you glad that your salvation is not left up to such and such? Because if they had their way, they would have found one reason to disqualify you. They would have said, oh, you can't make it in because you ain't got no money. Oh, you can't make it in because you ain't got no degree. Oh, you got to take this kind of test. And if you don't pass this kind of test, then you can't get it. You can't get salvation. It ain't for you. Uh-uh. You got to pass this test. You got to, did you take the BCRQV9 test and did you score in the 99th percentile and the 70th? Come on now, that's how man do, that's how the world do. They try to make you jump through all them hoops, try to make you get all them qualifications, and you got to check this box and check that box. Aren't you glad that your salvation is not in man's hand? My God, God made this thing easily accessible. He made it accessible for anybody to get it. He said, if anybody, come on now, if any one of you, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, salvation is available to all of you. It's yours for the asking, baby. You can come on in today. And ain't nobody going to be able to disqualify you. Come on now, because there is no condemnation. Oh, to those that are in Christ Jesus, baby, the devil got to shut his mouth, because when you declare Jesus as your Lord and Savior, whatever you did is gone. Bye, devil, with your ugly self. Come on now. Whatever you did is gone. They can't come talking about, oh, you used to do such and such. And, oh, you used to be such and such. Hush, devil, and move out the way, because there is no condemnation. Glory be to God. Tell him to come here, Samuel said. We won't offer the sacrifice until he comes. Ebony Amara, thank you so much for your seed. God is saying, baby, that ain't nothing going to pop off to the chosen one getting him. You can say what you want to say. You can talk about what you want to talk about. You can tell me all this stuff about her. God say, I don't even want to hear that mess. Oh, they trying to listen. They're trying to disqualify you, and God ain't even studying that mess. He don't even want to hear that. God said, go on somewhere, baby. I love you. God bless you, and bye. Because I done took their sins, and I done threw their sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and I will remember them no more. Go on somewhere and move out the way. God say, We ain't popping off nothing. We ain't popping off nothing. We ain't about to pop nothing. We ain't about to open no food. We ain't about to eat. Come on now. We ain't about to do nothing until the chosen one come in this thing, baby. And when the chosen one come in, he said, that's when we going to read the contracts. That's when we going to sign the agreements, baby. That's when we going to start writing checks. That's when we going to start giving grants. Oh, that's when we going to start passing our blessings. When the chosen one get in here, when the chosen one get in this thing, baby, we won't do nothing. We won't sit down until he comes into the room. That's what God will do for you. God will hold up the blessing. He will hold it up. When God has ordained something to be yours, baby, when it has your name on it, nobody can steal it from you. Nobody can take it from you. I hear him say that I will hold up the blessing until you get in the vicinity, until you get in the room, baby. When God got something for you, it is just for you. No devil in hell can steal what is rightfully yours. Y'all better hear me today. The chosen one, thank you so much for your seed. I'm talking to some eagles today. Let me go and read this and we're going to end. 1 Samuel 16 and 12, it says, So Jesse sent for him. Okay. So God is saying, baby, that when I speak, when I open my mouth, whether they like it or not, whether they agree with it or not, whether it was their vote or not, it does not matter. What God said, if God said, I'm going to hold it up to the chosen one come in the room, then that's just what it's going to be. And whether they like it or not, they got to obey. The Bible say in 1 Samuel 16 and 12, the daddy had to send for him. The son that he tried to keep a secret, the son that he tried to hide in the back, the son that he said, well, it can't be him. He the least of the least. You've been the least of the least all your life, baby. You've been the last pick all your life. They done tried to hide you. They done tried to overlook you. They done tried to keep you out in the bite. But I hear the Lord say, send for him. It says he was a handsome, healthy young man and his eyes sparkled. The Lord said to Samuel, this is the one. Arise and anoint him. Glory be to God. Arise and anoint him. This is your season to be anointed, baby. This is your season to rise up and be the eagle that the Lord has called you to be. And when you come into the room, baby, when you come in that thing, they're going to recognize you as the eagle that you are. They're going to recognize you as the chosen one that you are. This is the verse I want to get to. 1 Samuel 16 and 13, it says, then Samuel took the horn of the oil. He took the olive oil and he anointed David in front of his brothers. Ooh, y'all remember the video I gave y'all where I told you they got to watch you eat. Y'all put it in the comments, baby. This is the last little bit and we finna get on up out of here for the day. Put it in the comments, baby. Say they got to watch me eat. Ooh, they got to watch you eat, baby. They got to watch you and your children eat. They got to watch you and your husband eat. They got to watch you come through, baby. God said, I'm going to make sure you have an audience. I'm going to make sure they be watching. Because he said they were watching you when you were down. Okay. They was watching you when you was broke, busted, and disgusted. Come on now. They were watching then. You had an audience then. Your hardships were publicized. Your heart, that's what God told me. He said, embrace your season. And he said, don't care who look. Don't care who watching. Don't care who coming through, who peeking, who seeing. Look. Look if you want to. Because the enemy was laughing at you when you were down. Everybody saw you when you fell. Come on now. Everybody saw you when the enemy was making a fool out of you. Everybody saw you when you went through it. So he said they got to see you be blessed. Come on now. He said they got to see you come through. They got to see you. And see that you was the chosen one the whole time. Ain't that something? Ooh, ain't that something, baby? That's what we say down here. Ain't that something? They got to see that you were the chosen one the whole time. The one that they overlooked. The one that they pushed aside. The one that they didn't even give you a second look. They didn't even think it was nothing significant about you. It ain't nothing beautiful about you. It ain't nothing handsome about you. Oh, but when they see you this time and they see that the Lord has given you beauty for ashes, what the Bible said, he was a handsome, healthy young man. Come on now. Now I know I tell y'all that God look at the heart, but don't think that God don't dress up his, get his chosen one some looks now. When God go to putting his spirit in us and God go to filling us with his Holy Spirit, God go to transforming us, we start looking more divine. God start bringing out some of our features that were hid in that sin. Because when you in that sin, when you in that dungeon, baby, when you in that captivity, you start looking like what you're going through. But when God put his spirit in you, baby, you start looking more and more like Christ. Now all of a sudden your smile is brightening up. Now all of a sudden your energy is changing. Now you got some pep in your step. That's it, baby. We go to glowing. And I'm talking to my men and my women. Now all of a sudden that beard go to growing like it ain't never grown before. Woo! Now all of a sudden, baby, you got some swag. You got some style. You got some grace to my women and my men. Now all of a sudden, because any man that is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. The ugly duckling is passed away. And the beautiful swan is what they see now. Come on now. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. I hear God say, don't get it twisted now. Don't get it twisted now. Yes, I'm going to look at their heart, what their heart do. But he said, my folks going to look good, baby. And you're going to know they my folks because they're going to look like the life that they live in. If they walking in the fruit of the spirit, you're going to be able to see it in their demeanor. You're going to be able to see it in their presence. You're going to be able to see it and you're going to feel it. You're going to see it and you're going to feel it. God folks look good. Put it in the comments, baby. Say God folks look good. I love y'all. I love y'all so much, baby. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is doing a new thing. I love y'all. Y'all got to excuse me. I be doing a lot of talking and my lips begin. I can't stand for my lips to be dry. I don't like that. I don't like that, baby. We got to keep Lucy right. Got to keep Lucy right. That's it. Put it in the comments. Say, God folks look good. God folks look good, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Samuel took the horn of the oil, took the olive oil and anointed David in front of his brothers. Immediately from that day, The Spirit of the Lord took control of David and was with him from that day on. God is with you. Put it in the comments before we go. God is with me. God is with me. You are not by yourself. You are an eagle, baby. God is with you. God is with you. He's giving you beautiful ashes. You will not look like what you've been through. He is with you. Everybody that tried to steal what was rightfully yours, everybody that tried to take what God had declared to be yours, they will have to watch. This is scripture. Go read it. They will have to watch, baby. The brothers. Samuel took the olive oil and anointed David in front of his brothers. He could have took him out to the side. He could have took him off somewhere and anointed him. But God said, no. Look at your daddy, baby. Your daddy is the real OG. Do you understand me? Can't nobody do it like him. God said, no. I want you to anoint him right here. Do it right here because I want them to see. Do it in front of his brothers. Do it in front of him. Don't take him out nowhere. Your hardships will publicize for everybody to see. So God say, my glory, when I shine my glory from inside of you, when I anoint you, when I give you the opportunity of a lifetime, he said, I'm going to do it right there. That's going to be done in public too. That's going to be done for everybody to see. Everybody to see, every spirit that laughed, every spirit that said, oh, he ain't never going to come back from that. She ain't never going to come back from that. God going to show them who's God. Who's God? Come on now. And he said, what I need you to do is leave that mess alone. Don't go tit for tat. Eagles don't go tit for tat. Stop worrying about what they said. Stop worrying about what they posting. Stop worrying about what they talking about. You looking at what they talking about, what they posting, what they saying. You flying too low. You down there with the chickens. You got to come up on level 3000, baby, where the eagles fly it. And let God fight your battles. Because God going to hit them harder than you could have ever hit them, baby. God going to shut the mouths of every one of your enemies. But you got to submit your life to him. You got to give him your trials. You got to give him your heart. You got to give him your burdens. And you got to let him avenge you. You got to let him fight for you. Come on now. He said, don't have that nan nanny boo boo spirit. I told you shouldn't have messed with me. I told you shouldn't have did me like that. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. You posting all this stuff, doing all this bragging, all this boasting and stuff. God said, you better watch that too. Because you can end up right back where you started from. Come on now, pride come before a fall. You can end right back where you started from, trying to have that nanny nanny boo boo spirit when you ought to be somewhere in your purpose. You ought to be somewhere praying for them folks. Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. Come on now. That's what the eagle say. The eagle don't say nan nanny boo boo. The eagle up there on level 3000, baby, taking care of business, standing on kingdom business. The eagle is so focused. The eagle has so much vision, has so much wisdom, has so much insight. He ain't even paying attention to the chickens. Only time the eagle think about the chicken is when he say, Father, forgive them. Oh, Father, have mercy on them. Father, I pray that your hand be on their life. Father, heal them. Father, save their soul because they know not what they do. That's the only time an eagle referred to a chicken. Because the eagle know that chicken need my prayers. They need somebody to pray for them because when the wrath of God get on them for that mess they've been doing, they're going to need an eagle to pray for them. They're going to need somebody to lift them up. Keep them lifted. Keep them lifted. Come on now. I love y'all so much. Join me if you can, baby, on March the 16th, 2024. It's going down in Houston, Texas. I'm coming to Houston, Texas. I am so excited about Houston, Texas, baby. We've been preparing. We've been getting ready. And I am ready and excited to meet my divine ones in person on March the 16th. Tickets are still available. Go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com and sign up, baby. You're going to want to be in the room because this thing, we going to another level. Everybody that come in the room, you're not leaving out the same. You're not leaving out the same. You're ascending. You're going to a whole nother level. Everybody that knew you before you get in the room, when you come out the room, they're going to have to re-meet you. They're gonna have to re-meet you. I'm sorry, baby. I done been in the room with LaToya O'Keele and the Divine Ones, baby, for the Divine Ones seminar. They're gonna have to re-meet you, baby. Come on now. Put that thing in the comments. Say, you gotta re-meet me. Even those of you that's been watching the videos, you've been watching the lives, they gotta re-meet you because you a different person. Neil Michelle, thank you so much for the flowers and the roses. Y'all double tap that screen again, baby, over there on TikTok. Double tap that screen, get them likes up. Like this video on Instagram. If you're watching from Instagram, make sure you like it, share it. If you're watching from YouTube, Facebook, like it, share it. Keep in mind, every time you do that, every time you hit that little thumbs up, every time you comment, every time you share, every time you double tap, double tap, double tap, double, keep double tapping. Whole time you watching, just double tapping. Because every time you do that, baby, you are advancing the kingdom of God. You are advancing the kingdom of God. What does that mean? You are helping more people be converted to Christ. You are helping more people get the message. Come on now. The kingdom of God is being taught to all nations. Jesus told us, he said, you will do greater works than I have done. Jesus didn't have social media. He wasn't able to get on a cell phone and push his voice out all across the world. He had to go push a boat out in the water. And he had to go, they ain't have no stage, they ain't have no microphone to be able to amplify his voice. He had to push the boat out in the water, go stand up on the boat. And everybody gathered around the boat, gathered at the shore, and listened to what he had to say. And then they had to go tell other people. The word had to spread. They ain't have no phones. They ain't have no Wi-Fi. They ain't have no laptops. They ain't have no iPhones. We got all these things today. So that's why he said, you will do greater. You will do greater works than me. Glory be to God. So every time you hit like, I want to break that down and let y'all know what that means. Every time you hit like, every time you comment, every time you share, every time you double tap the screen, come on now, you are helping to fulfill the word. The kingdom is being taught to all nations. When I pull up my analytics, I see countries in my analytics that I have never even heard of. People all over the world that are being exposed to the message. They are learning about Christ. They are learning about the kingdom of God. Every time you like, share, comment, double tap, you're helping more people get transformation. That's very important. Very, very important, baby. If you can't do nothing else, you can't invest in nothing else, you can do that. That's free. That's free. You can subscribe here on YouTube. It don't cost you nothing. You can share the video. That don't cost you nothing. You can like the video. That don't cost you nothing. You can comment. That don't cost you nothing. And I'm telling you, especially if you are a content creator, you need to be doing this. Because what you do for somebody else, somebody will do for you. Come on now. Jasmine, thank you so much for the roses. Alicia Nelson, welcome to the membership here on YouTube. Tracy Furtick, thank you so much for gifting somebody with the LaToya O'Keele membership. Thank you so much. Let me recognize a few of our people. Linda C, welcome to the membership. Come on in. Come on in, Linda C. Marilyn Padilla, welcome to the membership. Come on in. Come on in, Marilyn. Yes. Ebony Amara, thank you so much again for your seed. I appreciate that. I got two Ebonies. Ebony over here on TikTok, too. Thank you so much for the team bracelet. Thank you. I appreciate that. Sheila Taylor Tyus, I see you. Javion, thank you so much for the rose. Yes. Who is that? Who else? I can't see the name. I appreciate y'all so much. The Chosen One, thank you again for your seed. I appreciate that. Tracy Furtick, thank you again so much for your seed. I appreciate you, Miss Tracy. Thank you. Yes, yes. And Miss Tracy gifted somebody with the membership. Glory to God. Alicia Nelson, welcome to the membership. Come on in, Alicia. Melanie Rankin, thank you so much for your seed, Melanie. I appreciate that. Every storm leaves a gift. That's right, baby. That's right. Glory be to God. Every storm leaves a gift. Every storm leaves a gift. I am our chosen best. Thank you so much. LaToya, you have a beautiful spirit and are very relatable to the people. May God continue to bless you in the works of your hand. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so, so much. I love y'all. I love y'all. We're going to be back on Friday morning.
We going to be back, baby, live on Friday morning, kicking this thing off again at 9 a.m. Yes, baby, I'm going to keep on going with the series till the Lord say that's a wrap. That's it. Because it's so much. It's so much that we can learn from the Eagles. It's so much. So many principles that we can learn from the Eagles. I'm telling y'all, baby, it's so much, so much. And I'm going to just keep going until God say, okay, now it's time to go to the next one. Go to the next word. And we'll mix it up a little bit. It'll be some lives where we won't be doing a continuation of the series because I'm also led by the Spirit. So if I wake up Friday morning and God saying speak on something else, then that's what it is, baby. Okay, he may give me something else. But if not, then we'll be back with the Eagle, another part of the Eagle series on Friday morning. Also, too, to any of you that are looking for a coach, any of you that are looking for a coach, you like what you're getting here on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, any platform where you're watching from, you like what you're getting here, I want you to go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com and invest in an online course to help you get your transformation. My group coaching membership is only $47 a month. You can cancel it at any time. Now, that is for you if you are looking for a family of other people. You're looking for a community of other chosen ones. Jesus said, who is my family? Those that do my Father's will, baby. Okay. I set this membership up to be everything that I wish I had when I first started my transformation because I had to figure a lot of this stuff out by myself. A lot of this transformation, a lot of this next level, a lot of this business stuff, a lot of this kingdom stuff, I had to figure it out a lot on my own. I had a strong foundation from my church and my spiritual leaders, but just being outside of the church, there was a lot that I had to figure out outside of church. So if you're looking for an environment where you can connect with people every day, no matter what time it is, we have a private support group that you can go in there and make posts. We uplift one another. We inspire one another. We keep one another motivated, hold each other accountable. You make posts in there, connect with other divine ones. We have a family of divine ones from all over the world, all over the world. So when you join that membership, you're instantly connected to a network of divine ones from all over. People that are entrepreneurs, people that work different occupations, different jobs. And you have me as your coach, holding you accountable, walking you through your transformation. You get live mentoring with me every single Tuesday. We're going to be live tomorrow evening. We usually do mornings, but we're switching it up a little bit. We're going to be live tomorrow evening. I'm going to be live mentoring and coaching with them on Zoom. So if you want something outside of these videos, you like what you're getting here, your spirit resonate with it, and you say, I want to take it a step further, that's what I recommend that you start it. Come into the membership. It's only $47 a month. Again, you cancel at any time. Go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com. When you sign up, you're going to get access to our lives on Zoom that we do every Tuesday. That's very, very important because if you like what you're getting here, we take it even more in depth. We get a little bit more realer in the membership with some stuff we can't talk about on social media. They might ban us. They might strike us. They might cancel us. So we go more in depth. We take that thing even deeper inside the membership every single Tuesday. And that is a lot of value for only $47 a month, y'all. That's a lot for $47 a month. So you get access to me. My members are able to come in, ask me questions. We connect on camera, on Zoom. You have access to pop-up classes, success calls. It's so, child, I be in here all day telling y'all all the value you get in there. So if you feel led to do that, I want you to come in, sow that seed. It's a seed that you're sowing into your self-development, baby. I remember the first seed I sold, it was $37. The first training, the first course that I invested in, I cannot tell y'all how many times I have gotten that $37 back, how many times that seed has continued to multiply over and over and over again. And it's going to work the same way for you, but you got to come in, you got to do the work, you got to come to the sessions, you got to attend, okay? That's part of your investment. You come in, Tuesdays with Toya. Make sure you in now. If you can't get in there live, I tell my clients, my members, watch the replay. You get a replay. So if you can't join live, then you get in on the replay.
go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com, baby. You don't want to miss it. You can't beat that with a stick. Can't beat that with a stick, baby. We've been talking about the characteristics of a kingdom woman. Tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about the characteristics of a kingdom man. Yes, baby. So my men and my women, we can increase that discernment, be able to try these spirits, be able to test these spirits, see whether or not they be of God. So you want to be a part of that, baby? Come on in. Come on in. Go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com. I love y'all so much. Before y'all go, let me pray over y'all real quick. Let me pray over you, because if we're not live again before then, I won't see y'all live on the platforms until Friday morning. And it's a lot that can happen from now to Friday morning. So y'all hold on, baby. Get you a little prayer before you go. Okay, get you a little prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just thank you so much for each and every one of your chosen vessels today. Thank you for every single soul that was exposed to this word today. Father, I pray that somebody will give their life to Christ from this word today. I pray that somebody will come on in, come on in. I pray, God, that somebody that didn't know you, that they were exposed to you today, that they will enter into the kingdom of God today, that they will start to develop a relationship with you today. Father, I pray that you will help them to stretch out the wings of faith and be the eagle that you have anointed them to be. I declare and I decree right now, Father, you said in your word that if we decree a thing, that it shall be established unto us. And I decree it right now in the name of Jesus, that your people shall rise up with a strength like never before, that they shall rise up with an anointing like never before. Glory be to God, that they shall activate a fearless spirit, a tenacious spirit, a spirit of tenacity, a spirit where they will never give up on the dreams that you have given to them, on the vision that you have given to them. I speak an eagle spirit over each and every one of them. I pray that they will take on a mindset to be able to embrace the storms of life, to understand that every storm leaves a gift, that every trial, every tribulation, every problem that they face, that it is only coming to make them stronger, that it is only coming to teach them something. Father, I pray a hedge of protection over your people today. I come against the enemy that will try to destroy them, that will try to hinder them, that will try to keep them away from their spiritual inheritance, that will try to keep them away from what you have declared to be theirs. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I declare and I decree that the only spirit that shall abide in their homes shall be the spirit of the living God. I speak peace over their homes today. I speak peace over their workplaces, their jobs today. I speak abundance over their finances today. I speak unity over their marriages today, over their families today. I speak and declare the blessing of the Lord over each and every one of your people, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Y'all find the bike though. Get on out of him. Get on out of him. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. Till next time, baby. I'll see y'all later. Y'all be blessed.